This is your number one choice. Today's hottest hits. Yesterday's favorite. RadioSaintPete.com.
Any radio station can play Beatles records.
This is from the White Album.
But only Dr. Chuck Stevens,
a noted and published Beatles expert,
gives you actual studio outtakes unavailable anywhere else, along with live recording, solo recording, and exclusive interviews. Only on the Beatles Yesterday and Today.
It's time all across the world for the multi-award-winning Beatles Yesterday and Today. And now here's your host, Dr. Chuck Stevens.
RadioSaintPete.com, Beatles Yesterday and Today. We're going to explore all the number one hits, starting it off with Love Me Do.
Love me do, oh, love me do. Love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please, love me do.
RadioSaintPete.com, Beatles Yesterday and Today, Love Me Do, reaching number one in the U.S. for only 1 week on the 30th of May in 1964. We are exploring the number one hits of all the Beatles, and the next one up will be From Me to You, reaching number one in the U.S. for 7 weeks on the 2nd of May, 1963. And I'm going to start you out with a studio outtake and then go into the actual version. That way you can see the writing ability and the different ways they went about doing things right here on the Beatles Yesterday and Today, RadioSaintPete.com.
Here's another studio outtake on Dr. Chuck Stevens' Beatles Yesterday and Today.
1, 2, 3.
keep you by my side. I got lips that long to kiss you and keep you satisfied.
Number one in the UK for 7 weeks and reaching number one in the United States in 1963, From Me to You on the Beatles Yesterday and Today number one series. Next up, She Loves You. Everybody knows this song, and it hit the number one charts for two different times. It actually hit number one in the UK for 4 weeks on the 14th of September 1963, and then again in the UK for two more weeks in November 28th in 1963, and also reached number one in the U.S. for 2 weeks on the 21st of March, 1964. This is She Loves You on the Beatles Yesterday and Today, the number one hits.
Clearwater Beach, 7-0, Largo, the Reddingtons, 24-7, we are RadioSaintPete.com.
She loves you, yeah.
Position in the United States in March of 1964. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Dr. Chuck Stevens, Beatles Yesterday and Today, and we're going to keep on rolling here, keep on moving, keep on grooving. That's what my friend Jeff says. I want to hold your hand. Next one up, it was number one in the U.S. for 7 weeks on the 1st of February, 1964.
I wanna hold your hand.
Number one for 7 weeks, February 1964, I Want to Hold Your Hand. That basically is the one that kicked off Beatlemania all across the world. That was about the same time they hit the Ed Sullivan Show. Moving right along, Can't Buy Me Love, reaching number one in the UK for 3 weeks on the 2nd of April, 1964, and in the U.S. for 5 weeks on the 4th of April, 1964. This is Can't Buy Me Love on the Beatles Yesterday and Today number one hit.
And so we'd like to carry on with the song, and it's called Can't Buy Me Love. Can't buy me love, love, buy me love, buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. 'Cause I don't care too much for money, money can't buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give, if it's ain't nothing to do. A lot to give, what I got, I'll give to you. 'Cause I don't care too much for money. Money got money, love, money, love. Everybody tell me so. Money, love, no, 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 no. Say you don't need a diamond ring, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want a diamond ring that money just can't buy. 'Cause I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. Can't buy me love. Everybody tell me so. Can't buy me love. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of thing that money just can't buy. 'Cause I don't care too much for money. Money got money, love. Money, love. Money, love.
Little bit of a live version of Can't Buy Me Love from 1964, hitting the number one position on 4th of April, 1964.
I'd like you to wait a minute while George changes the guitar.
Okay, I'll do that. Never know what you're going to hear on the Beatles Yesterday and Today. Well, a little bit later on in their career, they did motion pictures, and the first motion picture they did was A Hard Day's Night, basically something based around the Marx Brothers or something along those lines. Very campy, very funny, lots of music, lots of screaming, lots of girls, and lots of hit records that came from that too. This is A Hard Day's Night, and it was number one in the U.S. for 2 weeks on the 1st of August, 1964.
I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
Yesterday and Today, the number one song off the Beatles' Hard Day's Night movie. Naturally, the theme song, The Beatles, A Hard Day's Night, hitting number one for 2 weeks on the 1st of August, 1964. All right, what we're going to do here is go into the song I Feel Fine. Now, there's versions of it out there that have guitar starts and got this start. But what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to play the studio version of this, the actual studio outtake. This is take 6 and 7 of the Beatles' I Feel Fine. And then I'm going to play the actual one. This was number one for 3 weeks on the 26th of September and also the 26th of December. It came out there twice. So be ready for it. The Beatles, I Feel Fine.
Tampa Bay's number one specialty show with Tampa Bay's original Beatles expert. All the others are just imitations. The Beatles, Yesterday and Today.
This is take 6. Take 7.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. She said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamonds.
baby says she's mine. You know she tells me all the time. You know she said so.
Yesterday and today on Dr. Chuck Stevens, number one for 3 weeks on the 26th of September and also the 26th of December. Merry Christmas to all the Beatles fans. I feel fine. Coming up, we got 8 days a week. Now, this is kind of a different song because a lot of the DJs started to wonder, well, what's going on in the beginning here? Well, they faded it up, so it sort of was like a crescendo type of start. 8 days a week was number one for 2 weeks on the 13th of March in 1964-65. It depends on where it came out. Now, in the UK, it was number one in 1965, and in the United States, it was number one 1964. So we're going to go with 1965, 15 August. Hey, what the heck? This is 8 days a week on the Beatles, yesterday and today. RadioSaintPete.com.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. Ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. Love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. Love you all the time.
not enough to show I care. Love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. Love you all the time. Hold me, love me.
Number one for 2 weeks on the 13th of March on the Beatles' sixth album in 1965, 8 days a week. All right, we're moving along, all the Beatles' number one hits. This one here is Ticket to Ride, and it was number one for 2 weeks on the 22nd of May, 1965.
Yesterday and Today, RadioSaintPete.com. She's Got a Ticket to Ride. Number one in the UK for 3 weeks on the 22nd of April, 1965. And in the U.S. for 1 week on the 22nd of May, also in 1965. Also appeared on the movie Help, which is what we're getting to now. Now, the movie Help was a second version of, I would say, A Hard Day's Night. It was shot in color. There was one in black and white, and there was one in color. And this is the color one. That's what John Lennon used to always say in the concerts when they did these songs. And this one's kind of a little bit different. It is more influenced around what the music scene was listening to, or what the people in the music scene were listening to and recording at the time. You can hear a little bit of the Beach Boys influence. You can hear a little bit of a lot of different artists' influence. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you back into the recording studio for the very first take and the second take and the fifth take of Help
then we're going to play the actual version right here on The Beatles Yesterday and Today, RadioSt.Pete.com.
The doctor takes you into the recording studio with The Beatles Yesterday and Today, RadioSt.Pete.com.
Help! Take one.
Two.
Take two.
Yesterday and Today, number one for 3 weeks on the 4th of September, 1965. We're going to slow it down a little bit. This is Yesterday. It was released in the United States on the 13th of September, 1965, where it reached number one for 4 weeks, and it hit number one for the last time on the 9th of October. This was debuted on the Ed Sullivan Show, and it made the girls go crazy. This is The Beatles, Yesterday and Today, Yesterday.
Yesterday,
All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Number one for 4 weeks in October of 1965. That's yesterday. What we're going to do is take you back into the concert series, and this is Day Tripper, released in the UK on the 3rd of September in 1965, and in the US on the 6th of December, reaching the number one position in the UK for 5 weeks, and also number one in the United States for 8 weeks in December of 1965. We're going to play you the live version of Day Tripper right here on The Beatles, Yesterday and Today.
The Beatles in concert on Dr. Chuck Stevens' Beatles, Yesterday and Today, RadioSt.Pete.com.
I snuck one in on you. This is Cheap Trick. My neighbor up the road, Robin Zander. This is good.
Taking it easy way out. Got a good reason.
Beatles yesterday and today. Like I said, I snuck one in on you. Cheap Trick, Day Tripper, live in concert. Here's the actual version by the Beatles. Number one for 5 weeks in December of 1965. RadioSaintPete.com, Dr. Chuck Stevens, Anything Goes Rock and Roll Party, Day Tripper, number one, 5 weeks in December of 1965. Now, this next one I'm not going to play a trick on for you. I'm just going to play it live because it's a great version. This is Paul McCartney doing We Can Work It Out. Released in the UK on the 3rd of December in 1965 and in the US on the 6th of December in 1965. It reached number one in the UK for 5 weeks on 16 December 1965 and in the US for 2 weeks on January 8th, 1966. For another week also in January of 1967, and that's January 29th. This is the live version, Paul McCartney in concert. We Can Work It Out.
Try to see it my way. You will have to keep on talking till I can go on. Why do you see it your way? No risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out.
time will tell if I am right or I'm wrong. While you see in your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
The live version of We Can Work It Out on the Beatles Yesterday and Today. RadioSaintPete.com. I'm Dr. Chuck Stevens. Glad that you're listening to me. Now, don't forget, you can get a hold of us anytime you want on the internet. All you got to do is go to Facebook and go to Beatles Yesterday and Today Radio. And make sure you like the page and make sure you drop me a line there. Or now you can just drop me a line on the email. Okay, that's the best way to put it. On the email, just go to Beatles Yesterday and Today Radio at gmail.com. You can get a hold of me, tell me what you want to hear, add some stuff to the show. You just never know what I may send back to you. You just never know. All right, the next one up is Paperback Writer, released in the United States on the 30th of May in 1966 and in the UK on the 10th of June. It reached number one in the UK for 2 weeks on the 23rd of June 1966, and for the US only 1 week on June 25th, and then for another week on the 9th of July. See, they had a lot of number ones that would get to number one, and then they dropped down a little bit, then they get to number one again. So that happened quite a bit back in the 60s on the Billboard charts. And this is called Paperback Writer. We're going to take you into the studio, let you listen to them actually writing it, and then I'm going to go to the actual song right here on the Beatles Yesterday and Today.
Paperback writer.
Yesterday and Today, Paperback Writer. Okay, what I want you to do is listen real close to this next version, which is the actual version. You might have heard it back then when I was playing the studio outtake, but what I want you to do is listen to this version and see if you can pick out the phrase Frère Jacques. Remember the old kid song, Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques? That is actually in this song in the background. Listen real, real close, and you'll hear it. Another exclusive trivia tidbit right here on the Beatles Yesterday and Today. You ready?
Paperback writer.
Based on a novel by a man named Lear, and I need
paperback writer.
The Beatles, paperback writer. The Beatles yesterday and today. A little Frère Jacques in there. Oh, man. All right. That was number one in 1966 in June and July. Next song up, Yellow Submarine from the cartoon, The Beatles, Yellow Submarine, only hitting number one for 4 weeks in August of 1966. Sing along.
In the town where I was born lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
And our friends are all aboard, many more of them live next door, and the band begins to play.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Number one for 4 weeks on August 18th, 1966. We all live in a yellow submarine. Well, if we all live in that yellow submarine, somebody want to get those windows? They're just a little bit foggy. We're going to come back in the second hour with the rest of the Beatles number one special edition.
Radio.
Radio.
SaintBeat.com. Radio St. Pete, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Tampa Bay, Florida, USA.